Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right. Hello. Good morning to our Two Teas in a Pod flashback. Subscribers, we are happy to bring you another pod where you have no commercial breaks and it's just me and Tam recapping from the beginning on.
I know.
This episode,
I really feel like we should be wearing sky tops.
We should be wearing sky tops. We, for those who are watching along, this is episode 5 and 6. And I got to say, I'm ready for season 3 when you make your arrival, but I'm pushing through. I'm pushing through.
I know it's a little bit difficult. The show seems to be like the quality of it is very dark and grainy and cheesy and the clothes are horrible, but it's fun to, for me to watch back at all the restaurants that are, most of them now have been closed down.
I was going to say, how many are even still open at this point?
Riptide. Riptide is still open. That's about the only one.
I mean, it is pretty hilarious. So episode 5 is cut the pee and limb out the problem and you get Rob.
Cut the pee and let out the problem and you get Rob? Is that can you break that down for me? Because I'm not understanding it.
The synopsis for this episode, it's a real doozy. Gina's son breaks his hand. Oh, Kimberly hires a dog guru. Joe struggles to keep up with her responsibilities around the house. And Vicky interrupts Brianna's date. Lori's son is released from juvenile hall.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, did this episode start out with just a bunch of dogs?
Yeah. Could you imagine? Like, I granted, there was a full season of Beverly Hills that was revolved around Lucy, Apple Juicy,
yeah,
Goosey, Pussy.
I think I remember that one.
But this was different. This was just...
This is a lot of picking up dog shit is what it was.
Well, know what I thought? The one thing was Kimberly's dog wasn't wrong for destroying those Oakleys. Oakleys need to go.
Oh, Eddie loves his Oakleys.
So does Cruz.
He loves the sports ones. He doesn't wear them like every day, but if he's cycling or motocross or anything like that, he has the... They're big though. They're like ski goggles.
Well, the ski goggles ones are more doable than like the ones that go like this. But like, I got this handy dandy thing from Amazon that you like hang all your sunglasses on.
Oh, I have one too.
And I have all my cute ones like hung, and then Cruz day by day removes one of my pairs and adds in his little like knockoff Oakleys from Target. And I'm like, buddy, the other day I just grabbed a pair of sunglasses. And then I got to where I was going. I'm like, I'm freaking Cruz putting his damn Oakleys in my thing.
Oh my God. I think I might have a couple pairs of Oakleys in the garage somewhere.
Please no. Maybe our next episode should be dedicated to Oakleys and we wear them the entire episode.
Oakleys and Sky Tops.
But it starts out, Gina's son, Colton, punched his friend in the face because his friend was smoking marijuana. Colton is called an Orange County baby, which upset him. Colton tells Gina he will kick her ass if she calls his friend's mom to tell her about the marijuana. What would you do if your child threatened to kick your ass?
Well, first of all, they wouldn't. Those words would never come out of their mouth. But Gina's kids were always so disrespectful to her on camera. Always. Always. Could you imagine? I don't know if they were acting up for the camera or if they're worse when the cameras weren't around. But they were always.
I mean, even when they're like, Mom, Google the word now. And by the way, they kept Googling the wrong word. They were like trying to say maybe she was conscious of that, but then they thought it was conscientious. Oh, and then Jesus. they couldn't say any of the words. And then it was like contusion. I was like, guys. But even they're saying like, now do it. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't believe in spankings, but I was about to spank those kids. But in another note, Tam, I feel like I'm going to start calling you an Orange County baby whenever we disagree.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Well, you can tell that Colton is definitely the golden child in that family. He's the fastest. He's the brightest. Gina would go on. Then the husband would say he's the perfect athlete. And the other ones were like, yeah. He ain't so good. Could you imagine watching that on TV being one of their children?
One of the other kids?
I know. He's the perfect kid. He's a perfect athlete. He does everything right. And it's like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. No, even watching this, I'm like, this really takes me back to the time of like when I thought it was a good idea to drink an apple martini. Like every single one of these drinks they order, they're like, I'll have a Long Island iced tea or I'll have an apple martini.
I'll have a lemon drop.
I'll have the worst hangover known to man.
Yeah, the most sugar you can possibly
in
drink.
A cup.
Do you have any BB shirts left over from the early 2000s?
I don't think that I do, but I do remember the controversy between me and my friends if it was BB or Bebe.
Oh, it was BB.
Well, I was always wrong. I mean, I'm the one that called.
It's like Sheen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember when I thought that was Sheen.
Sheen. She in.
But then Lori's son, Josh, did not go home after round two of his hearing. Lori thinks she could have prevented this if he had gotten a lawyer, but she wanted to teach him a lesson. But then Josh is finally released from juvenile hall after the third hearing, and he realizes he needs to fix himself. Do you think she should have gotten a lawyer, or do you think it made no difference either way?
No, I probably wouldn't have. I mean, he did it. It wasn't a crazy crime, right?
Well, I think clearly if he was taking drugs or whatever he was potentially doing, partying.
Now, being in jail for a week or however long he was in there, you would think that he would need that.
But I don't believe that was his first time, correct? I feel bad for him watching it because you can tell he has a good heart. Like when he comes out, he's remorseful. Like,
yeah, he looks close with his little sister. So much like Lori. They look like twins. I would have a difficult time as a mom. I have to give Lori credit for putting that on TV because that's something that is obviously going to hang with him the rest of his life.
Well, I think also at this time in the world of reality television, I don't think the women were quite so savvy about what to show about their lives and what not to show. I think they were just like,
well, you didn't know. I mean, even as a new housewife, when they come in and you see them showing certain things or talking about certain things, you're like, oh, you're going to regret that.
Yeah. Like,
because, you know, the public is so rough and so mean. And
well, know what I would have regretted? Being slayed and showing that I had this many costumes. Like if you have that many costumes, you should be working on Hollywood as Spider-Man. I have a question. Was it this episode or the next episode when they go furniture shopping?
When his parents, he calls the Crumpets, come in town. I don't know, but that was always a laughing, laughing, cringy moment. I think it's on next episode. Within the Housewife franchise, within the cast, shows his black card and says he closed down. It's like, oh my God, you're a douche.
All right. Douche. I guess that is the next episode. Yeah. So we'll wait. We'll wait.
How about Vicky showing up at her daughter's lunch with Colby? That's intense. And it's not even for TV. That's how she was all the time.
Well, she says she worries that Brianna is clinging on to her boyfriend because she does not have any other men in her life. And then why do you think Vicky isn't considering Don as a father figure for Brianna?
I don't, you know, I can kind of understand it a little bit. I mean, even though Vicky and Don got married when the children were young, she never...
How young?
I don't remember, to be honest with you, but I think 5, 7, something like that. They were around that age. Having a stepfather come into the picture is always confusing to the kids, and it's confusing to the step parent as well. As you know, where are your boundaries? What are you allowed to do? What should you do? Do you discipline? Do you not discipline them? You know, in this situation, they had no communication with their father, so they didn't really have a father figure. And she said, I don't know, is he my dad or is he my mom's husband? So I think that's very common in a lot of families that have step parents.
Well, I couldn't help but think that maybe Brianna was clinging on to Colby to maybe get a little distance from the Vixter.
Oh, you can tell by the way she looks at her mom, talks to her mom, rolls her eyes at her mom, that she was just not having it.
She's like, Mom, go do this
Leave me alone. I know where that restaurant is. It's no longer there, but over in the lake, over in Rancho Santa Margarita by Carmelitas.
I'm like, well, then I had to Google to see if Colby is the same guy that Brianna's married to now. And, you know, it's not. Yeah,
they broke up. They were together a long time from high school. And then they broke up. And I think she met Ryan. I don't think there was somebody in between. I might be wrong, though.
So she may just be a relationship gal. Then Kimberly goes to get her goes to her doctor to get her mole checked, and he chooses to do a biopsy. The doctor calls later in the week and tells her that the biopsy is malignant. This is her fifth malignant melanoma, and Kimberly says she is not afraid of dying. She's afraid of leaving her family.
I mean, I'm afraid of dying and leaving my family.
I'm afraid of all the things.
All the things.
What was your first thought when you got your diagnosis with melanomas?
Oh, I cried. I was in the car. I was going to pick the kids up from school, elementary school, I think it was. And the doctor called me like a week later. I didn't think anything was wrong. And she's like, hey, that little spot. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, that's melanoma. And I'm like, what? In fact, I had a fan reach out to me that just got diagnosed with melanoma. And I don't even think it was stage one yet, but she was like just emotional and was scared. And it's just I think the first time you ever hear, you know, you have cancer on your body, in your body, whatever, it takes you to a place like, oh my God, has it spread? Where's it gone? You know better than anybody.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was just the lack of, like, obviously anyone that knows me knows I'm quite a controlled human being. There's not many things that happen by chance.
Yeah.
So not having any control over my continuous diagnosis and not having control over like the way I feel. And I'd have to say also a really hard thing for me is when I'm sad or struggling or worried, forcing myself to slow down and feel those feelings.
Yeah.
You know, like I just want to run away from them. Like, let's make 82,000 work events and plans and things with the kids and completely, you know,
it's scary. There's no
turn
doubt.
Off to it. And then all of a sudden it hits you.
I mean, like you, I had to go to an oncologist to, you know, have it removed, and they do counseling with you, and they sit there and talk to you about how are your feelings. It's like, you're making me worse. That's how my feelings are. Leave me alone.
Let's pretend this isn't happening.
Yeah. I'm in denial. Go away.
Excuse me. Don't mind the denial. I know, but now I can say that the positive is, anytime I am outside, I am so uber aware of making sure that my skin is covered in a way that I never cared about before.
Right. And of course, you go in every 3 months or every 6 months, whatever you're at right now. And, you know, you already know right now you're good. If you have something else, you're going to catch it early.
Yeah. Then Slade puts together a date for him and Joe after she surprised him on Father's Day.
On the date, they made a bet. If Joe wins, she gets a new Louis Vuitton bag. If Slade wins, Joe has to dress up in a French maid costume to clean the house.
The Slade and Joe scenes are so cringy. And after talking to Joe, she's got to look back because she's nothing like that now.
I know.
She was young, 23?
24. But as Slade said, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Quit using that as an excuse.
No, but it is an excuse. You're 24 years old.
Do you think she's playing to the camera?
Yes, I do. I think that she didn't know what she was doing, and the honeys and the babies and you're so yummy was making me want to barf. And the entire time, you know, it's like, it looks like Slade is her dad.
Well, also, then she obviously loses the bet. So then she has to put on the French maid costume. And I'm like, at
this point, they play the porn music.
They play the music. I'm like, it feels like Joe needs to take out the trash. And I don't mean the garbage bag.
Yeah.
Like, it's time.
It's time.
You can feel it brewing.
So next episode, she's done with him.
Yeah, I know. Well, hello.
That did not last long.
No, they're done by episode 6. How long before they started filming were they together?
I don't know. That's a good question. Well, they were engaged.
What are your thoughts about Heather continuously saying that she wants Gretchen back? Do you think she's doing that just to get at you?
Oh, 1,000%. And people are saying that because she's never liked Gretchen and she never hung out with Gretchen. And now she's mad at me. So she's wanting her to come back. I mean, what we need.
Well, I've been wondering. I was like, were they even close? They don't even seem, when you think about Heather and you think about Gretchen, they don't even seem like a match that would fit.
No, it doesn't. But then again, does Heather and Gina look like they're best friends?
Well, apparently Gina is having issues with Shannon and with Heather.
Well, Gina's been going out on her interviews and saying some kind of gnarly stuff. And on her interview questions, the confessionals, she's contradicting herself all the time. So she's the one that brought up the Jen and Ryan stuff 4 episodes in. And then as soon as I get involved, she's like, oh, I think Tamara's trying to ruin you.
I know. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
Bananas.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. The OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
We're going to move on to season one, episode six. This title is much easier for me to read. It is Shocking News.
What is the shocking news?
We know. But the synopsis from this episode is Kimberly waits for some news from the doctor. Slade gets a visit from his parents in their RV. Vicky attends her high school reunion. And then Lori wants to be invited to a party at the Playboy Mansion.
That killed me.
You want to know why it killed me? Is because
you did the same thing.
I have done that.
Stop it. Can I? I need the pictures.
Oh, my. I don't even know if it's I had another celebrity makeout there. That's all I can tell you.
Who? Initials.
You won't even know who he was, but I was like really into him. His name was, oh my gosh. Did you see Never Been Kissed?
No.
Okay. It's with Drew Barrymore. Shoot, what is his freaking name? It's like it's not Sean Patrick Flannery. It's
Sean Penn.
No. Shit. I can't remember, but his name is Michael Vartan.
Michael Vartan.
But that was just a one-off at the Playboy Mansion. It was just a kiss for everyone involved. But
is he still an actor?
I don't know. I haven't checked his IMDb, just like I haven't checked Heather's.
Oh, he's cute.
He was really cute in the early 90s or late 90s or whenever it was.
Michael Vartan, French-American actor known for his role in Michael Vaughn in the ABC television action drama Alias.
I see
him here with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, because he was in that movie with her. But anyways, he was super cute and we had a kiss. But here's how you actually get in. So my friend Kimbo, that's what we all called her, already had her in with the Hugh group. But anytime she wanted to be able to bring a friend, we would have to submit photos. So I remember.
How degrading.
Like, how embarrassing. And I mean,
were you like,
no, I wore, okay, you'll remember them. Okay, so I wasn't in any sort of, let's just say I didn't look like Lori in her lingerie. So I wore, like, remember when those Victoria's Secret, like.
You wore onesies, didn't you?
Yeah, I wore like the Victoria's Secret that's kind of tight up here and then flows out.
Yeah,
and
it was like a baby doll.
Yeah, the baby doll lingerie. But I remember having to take a picture, but we did like a really close up. And I was like, I think I actually used one of my headshots where I had my belly button ring showing. Real, real cute.
There's got to be a picture out there somewhere. Find it.
Oh my God. I'm going to ask her. And then just that. So then she got the approval that she could bring me. But then you pull into this parking garage near where Hugh's house is. And then you have to leave your car there. And then there's like 20 big party buses that like sit there. And then there's a second check, like to confirm that you have I don't even know if there was emails or what it was that you got in. And so like we had the fear of God that like I was going to get turned away. Like once we were actually there.
Did you have fun?
I did. It was a blast. I did not go in the grotto, but it was a one and done for me. But then after that, you start getting invited to other things. Like, do you want to come to Concord on Wednesday night? It's sit at Hugh's table. And he just did all these like slightly bizarre. I went twice, but he would do things like everybody would be at the club. And then he would say like needed his own food delivered from a different location. And like, we'd all be like, you know, dancing, partying, like drinking vodka, like,
and he would have like this meal delivered from whatever his place was, like in this silver platter, and he'd just be like eating. He was like a jillion years old, and I'm like, the girls that are actually close to him on the couch that are really going for it, like, I am so confused. But
yeah. I went to a party once, but that was like the, what was that party called that you went to or Lori went to? Was there a name for it? The pajama party?
Midsummer. It was like,
is it like a midsummer or something? Or
yeah,
something
Midsummer
like
Night's Dream or something. I can't remember, but it happened every year.
I don't know what party I went to, but I didn't have to submit any pictures. And it was pretty cool. I was happy I got to do it. That's where I met Denise Richards.
Of course.
She had been sending me messages on MySpace for quite some time. And yeah.
Were you already on the show?
Yeah, I was on the show.
And the way people communicated back then was through MySpace?
MySpace. We didn't have Instagram.
I'm dead.
They didn't even have Facebook.
Who were your MySpace top 10?
Do you think I remember? I do not remember. I just remember MySpace. You could like add music to it and all that stuff. And
your Edwin just walked in.
Up with music.
Edwin just walked in, which reminded me. What were you on MySpace, honey? He used to brag that he was MySpace man on the week. That was his claim to fame. He was like, you know, one time I was MySpace man of the week. And I was like, do you pay for that? Like, who owned
MySpace? Was that Zuckerberg? And then he just moved on to...
Zuckerberg was like 8 years old when MySpace was out. Do you think he created Friendster as well?
I don't know what that is. Is that a dating app?
No, Friendster and MySpace like were the same kind of time frame. Okay. But anyway, they're showing after Lori's divorce, she was introduced to Hugh. And so she's having her friend pose for the picture so she can get her friend in.
Lorelai. Lorelai was always that girl in the background that was like the friend, but she wasn't paid.
Yeah. And she's always just like, Lori, how do my titties look? Lori. So I feel like we could start a Twats magazine to really bring in the demographic for this pod. Like, let's get all of our sexiest pajamas, which are like our
sweats.
Husband's t-shirts.
Yeah, sweats.
Wets.
Yeah.
Mine would be wet from my menopause sweat Ebergé outfits. And let's do a calendar or like something.
Oh, yes. That would sell well.
You know what? I'm sorry if the calendar with the guys from New Jersey can sell well. We better be able to sell a calendar wearing some pajama sets.
Could you imagine sitting there with your 20-year-old daughter talking about showing your butt at the Playboy Mansion party like Lori was with Ashley?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
Then when Gina told Cara to stop eating.
That I thought, oh geez, that would never fly nowadays.
I was like, let's file this on things people cannot get away with now.
Yeah,
like remember how much
we should make a tally of how many things you cannot say anymore.
You will be canceled if you say the following things from season one. Mm-hmm. Then this part was so cringe for me. Slade's parents visiting from Alaska, and they're talking about. Slade's father questions why Joe would tie herself to a man that has two children, doesn't know if it'll last, but she seems like a wonderful girl. And then Slade is annoyed with Joe after the comment she makes around his parents. She asks if the rescue dog will rescue her while she's laying on the floor. But then when they go shopping and they're looking at the most disgusting furniture. Was that furniture the style back then? Like, did you have that furniture in 2006?
No, that felt like medieval times. Yeah. No, it was very Tuscan back then. Like everything was like dark wood and dark flooring and dark paint on the walls. Lots of browns and reds and colors like that. That felt to me like medieval times or something. It was really weird.
Or what about when Joe goes, listen, I just wanted to say, like, I am happy that I can be with a man that can make a gajillion dollars. And I mean, if he does make a gajillion dollars, like he wants to. And that's what I want to be with. And then
she's got to die watching back.
Watching it back. I'm like, Joe, we met. You seem so cool, so down to earth.
Do you think that she played dumb just for
TV? Yeah. Or she was like following along with whatever Slade kind of created her to be. But then we'll get into what he says to her at the end. But
I think yeah. was.
I mean, I got the impression that Slade's parents do not like Joe or did not like Joe.
I got the impression that they just knew this was not going to last.
Not gonna and work
I think
out.
Maybe Joe had just finished watching The Newlyweds with Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. And she was trying to be like, is that chicken?
Is that tuna? Chicken of the sea?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But then we get into
Bianca,
Kimberly's daughter, having a slumber party at a hotel as a reward for doing well in school. And they're doing prank calls. And honestly, this reminds me of my childhood.
I think it's funny. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Then the security comes. The girls are freaking out. Was her mom close by?
I think they just went to a drink downstairs.
Oh, gotcha. Because I'm like, they were right up there, right when security got there.
Yeah, I'm assuming they went to the hotel bar, left the girls up there. But the best part to me is they weren't crank calling people. They weren't crank calling the front desk from their cell phone. They had a flip phone. They were calling from their room phone, which clearly, you know, like it tells you which room is calling.
And who were they calling? The front desk or random rooms?
No, I'm sure they were just calling the front desk because they said finally the woman is just like, it's open 24 hours. Like
I was dying when she's like calling her mom. Mom, security's coming. I have no idea why. We didn't do anything, Mom. I don't know. You got to get up here. Hurry. Well, and at that age, you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, that's I'm going straight saying. To jail. Going security's to jail. Coming. But then the other part that I loved was when the friend goes, I mean, were we mean?
I thought it was cute and harmless, but whatever.
I feel like
what's Cara... not cute and harmless was Vicky attending her 25th high school reunion. She was trying to hump almost every single one of those guys there.
Well, I was wondering. She was like trying to get in their face. There was one point where she went to go in for a kiss and the guy turned his cheek.
She wrapped her legs around another guy. I'm like, okay.
Was she still with Don then?
Yeah, they were still together.
Was she like that when Don was around or only when he was not around?
Probably not around.
It also kind of made me sad just like I'm not shading Vicky, but when she talks about her looks and she's just says things like, oh, I wish I, you know, super. I hope they think I'm pretty.
And she'll admit it, like insecure about her looks. And I feel like she's always a girl that came from Chicago and came to Orange County and felt like she didn't fit in. I mean, she fits in now, but her mom was like, you changed. And then telling her hair was yellow. I still remember that. Still remember watching that way back when, like yellow. I paid a lot of money for my hair to be yellow.
I pay a lot of money for it not to be yellow.
Exactly.
Watch What Happens Live aired. Vicky did look stunning. And I will still throw out a compliment even when someone's an asshole to me.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. The OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
I do think Kara should be made as a housewife. Like, where is she now? Because she can throw shade. She fights with Shane and she's Gina, actually, and then she makes up quickly. Yeah,
she's in Florida. She's actually pregnant again. So she's on her fourth pregnancy. She lost one child. I heard she was writing a book. This girl can write. If you ever want to read something, like go on her Instagram, she will just write a book. And I'm like, oh my God, how do you do that? She's very talented.
She's smart.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I went backtracked on that. But then also when Vicky walked into the reunion, like her high school reunion, it reminded me of when Luann and Sonia walked into Crappy Lake.
It's in Chicago. Isn't Crappy Lake in Chicago as well?
Oh, maybe. Is it?
Or Illinois? Illinois.
Illinois is in, it's Illinois. Chicago, Illinois, just so you know.
Did you say okay. Illinois?
Illinois. Illinois.
It's in Illinois.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut. I don't know why I thought of that.
Wow, you're a genius.
I know. You sing the whole alphabet song of the states. 50 nifty.
I can't do it. Then Kimberly has had over 100 biopsies for her skin cancer. This is her fifth. It's just more from 100? Last week. Yeah, she's had over 100 biopsies. Maybe she gets like every freckle biopsies, but she is yet to get a result. She got her results. Everything came back good and the results are excellent.
Well, I'm confused because she said it was malignant. And then she comes out and goes, oh, it's okay.
Maybe what happened was they said this could be malignant. So on the episode before she said that, then she went in and they're like, maybe they looked at it, thought it looked malignant. Then they sent it in. It came back. The results are that it's benign.
Maybe.
Oftentimes, even now, you get housewives get caught up in something when it comes to the medical. Like I remember even Dorit said something about PK and said he had diabetes, but she said the wrong one. And then everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm not a doctor. I just said the wrong
did something like that. I had cancer cells in my uterus and then they had to remove it with this procedure. And then all of a sudden it came out like I had uterine cancer. Like, so yeah. I get it. So you don't know when you get.
And sometimes you can say something and it can trigger somebody in a different way.
Right.
But then
I want to do a switchy. I wanted to do a switchy with my
high school boy. We always wanted to do a switchy.
Later on, she says, I've never had relationships with multiple partners.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't do a switchy.
But you did want to do a switchy, but that was probably more about trying to get at her best friend than trying to get with the guy. Then Joe and Slade go on the date night. Slade asks Joe, why do you play the role of silly Ding Dong. Joe says she likes it and it is fun. Here's the thing. Slade, you can't say, why do you play the role of silly Ding Dong when you force her to dress in costume to clean the house when she loses a bet? You're asking her to be a silly Ding Dong.
There is such a big disconnect between these two. I mean, it's so obvious. I feel like he just brought her in as a actress to play his fiance because they have no chemistry whatsoever.
None. I don't even know that I've ever seen them like touch.
It's weird. And he talks to her like she's his child.
She's not even like his child. She's like his friend's child that he doesn't even like he's babysitting. Look at. Like he's babysitting. It's disgusting. Yeah. It's like when you don't like kids and you're babysitting a kid you really don't like, that's how he treats her. Then right. Slade says the person he fell in love with is completely different than that. Joe says Ditzy is fun. And Slade says it can be irritating. Slade says Joe needs to mature a little, be a role model, and have responsibilities. Joe then goes in her confessional, I don't want to be a role model to anyone. I'm like, well, this is an awkward time that you're marrying a man with two children.
Right. I don't think I wanted to be a role model at 24 years old either. I just wanted to have fun.
Right. But I wouldn't have wanted to get engaged to a man my father's age at 24 years old either.
Right.
Nor would I want someone like, she really had just ordered her first drink and she goes to take, granted, she tends to partake a little bit too much in some of these episodes. You can tell when she starts to slur, but
I know the feeling. It's okay.
Been there, done that.
I mean, especially when your manager is the Joe's best friend at the restaurant.
Yeah.
As many huge ass drinks as you want.
Yeah. Has to send you a drink and a fishbowl. But he won't even take a sip of it. He's like disgusted with her. And then I think he got embarrassed. I think the reason it like fully was over is when on camera, she says she's going to go out with her friends versus him. I think
that's pretty ballsy to be in a relationship and you're out to dinner with your boyfriend and you're like, hey, peace out. I'm going to go out with my friends. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to over here at the bar. We're going to hang out. You just go home in your Hummer.
Yeah.
Don't run over the bushes when you drive into the driveway.
Oh my gosh, the scenes for next week. So good.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, but I also was like, I think that conversation probably on and off camera happened so many times. Mm-hmm. She was like, this means nothing. And he's just, you know, trying to be my dad again. And ultimately he'll forgive me. And the next day, the engagement is off. He sits there repeatedly. Also, he said things 1,000 times.
Like, he's annoying.
Wants to go out and talk to other men and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, because she doesn't want to talk to you.
Right, right. I have a question. Do you wish they would bring OTFs back? Because you're in the moment. It just happened. You can have your raw emotions. Talk about it.
You need to tell people listening what OTF is.
Oh, okay. So that's just on the fly. So if I shoot a scene, I guess you call it a scene. If we're filming and we're at lunch or dinner and we're fighting, and they'll pull you aside and they'll have you do a little confessional confessional in your same outfit, you know, whatever. And that way it's fresh and on your mind. Sometimes we do these confessionals months after it happened.
And months, we've already forgiven each other. Months, things have moved on.
Whatever. And then sometimes like Heather Dubrow, she's pretty smart. So she's already tipped off in her head. Oh, well, I know what Tamara did for this. So I'm going to combat it with this. But had she never known any of that,
if you just say things, I wish they brought those back because on the fly, you're going to get so much more raw emotions.
Yep.
Plus also with the confessionals, oftentimes you're watching it after you've watched the show.
Yeah.
So like you'll see things that you have done wrong. So you're not going to double down on your bad behavior in the confessional. But if you're in the moment, you're tipsy like Joe right in this moment. She's like, he's a douchebag.
I think that we should keep the interviews, the confessionals, but throw in some OTFs in there to get those raw moments.
Well, all we do know is that their relationship has ended. And you know what? We love a happy ending.
Yes, we do.
So that is episode 5 and 6. We see scenes for next week, which is, I can't tell if it's him or her pulling out in the Hummer, like knocking all over the plants over, and then her like pulling all of her sky tops out of these boxes that he's just like crammed in a box and left in a random garage.
Wait, he's the one that left, right? Is he the one that jumped in his Hummer and ran over his flowers?
I couldn't see who it was, but I don't know if she drives his Hummer.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he does. But I thought it was hilarious.
But I mean, should we have Slade on?
No. God, no.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you guys for subscribing. We will be back soon to recap episode 7 and 8. Tam, I will talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.